Hello.
And you, good day.
I've been your long-term fan since your first session, open session in Tokyo.
All right. Well, you, in that sense, are stars to all of us, and we are your fans.
Thank you. I feel honored.
Right. So are we.
After I met you for the first time, our the religious life totally changed.
Yes. So it will often do so.
I read three books already many times, and there are underlines with red color and any color.
Oh, very creative, very artistic.
And I gave the same copy to all my employees, and I also say this is a new idea, but this is the idea we are going to head for.
All right.
And even though I think I understand your viewpoint written in your book and through the sessions, I still feel that I'm not completely free. I feel something, life is a hardship.
All right. Are you sure you're not confusing challenge with hardship? Because if you judge a challenge to be negative, it will be experienced as a hardship. So you have to be cautious that you are not taking something that might be representative of your excitement and judging it in a way so that it makes it difficult for you to tell that it's your excitement. Be more specific about what this so-called hardship is.
The circumstances of my company and conditions of whole Japan. It's not only me, but whole nation is experiencing this similar hardship, I think.
Yes, well, define the hardship. Be specific.
In the producing industry, many companies are moving to China.
Yes.
And Japan, people are losing their jobs or opportunities.
Well, they are being given opportunities to look at new ideas, too. You are creating the foundation of a 21st century company. You need to also expand your vision of exactly where your company can have impact and the different kinds of things you can do in different ways than have ever been done before. Be perpetually excited and creative and imaginative to flow with the changes in a positive way and make them work for you instead of assuming that they are working against you. By looking at these kinds of changes as a hardship, what you are saying is that you are buying a negative belief that these kinds of changes must bring hardship instead of creating a positive belief about the changes. Remember that even if someone else chooses to do something for a negative reason, you will only be affected by what they do in a positive way if you stay within your centered vibration, even if their original intention was to do something negative. So if you are the captain of your ship and you are creating a 21st century crew, you must learn to navigate through these waters of changes by being able to see new lands where no other people can see them. If you are helping to instill these 21st century principles in your employees, then ask them to share all together, to utilize their collective imagination and come up with new ideas that you may not have thought of before for how your company can expand to ride out the changes in a smooth and creative way and even perhaps expand in the face of these changes. You must be willing to steer your ship into new waters, unexplored waters, before you will discover new lands. Does that make sense to you?
Thank you.